Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jason Alder from AB Motorsports, and you're listening to the Thursday Night Thunder on the Speedway Digest Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder, episode 85 of the series. I'm your host, Adam Jason Sinclair, and on tonight's program, we'll be discussing a little bit about the event last night in Ephrata, and once again try to share some of our viewpoints about motorsports with the world, learn more about our favorite drivers, and bring to the forefront some of the issues surrounding modern auto racing. Our first guest this evening is Jason Alder, who you just heard introduce the program. This young racer recently participated in rounds 2 and 3 of the Bojangles Summer Shootout at Charlotte Motor Speedway, finishing 5th in both rounds out of 21. He started 10th in round 2 and 21st last in round 3 due to losing his brakes in qualifying. He'll be racing in rounds 9 and 10 at the Summer Shootout in August, and will be racing at Bowman Gray the first week of August as well. He's currently the points leader at Shenandoah Speedway and hopes to win the track championship in October. Next season, he'll be moving up Bandoleros to racing a legend car. A couple more minutes until he's on the program, but we're happy that he was able to come on this evening. As some of you are aware, our original plan was to interview our co-host, Michael Mullally, who recently won her event there at Ephrata Raceway Park in Washington State. It was one of the final events at Ephrata, which is not really a good thing because there's been way too many small tracks that have been closing lately. That is a theme, I suppose. There's a lot of tracks that have closed in the past 10 years. In fact, I do have a book, the National Speedway Directory. I suppose it's been the past 15 years because my original issue here is from the year 2000, because we were planning on doing and we will still be doing a track of the week type thing where we focus on a different small track around the country each and every week. When I went through the book here, the 2000 edition, trying to figure out a track to promote for our first feature, I wasn't able to find one because the first 5 I went through were closed, and they were all different states all over the country, so that's not really a good thing. I did get the new edition, the 2016 edition of the National Speedway Directory, and so next week we're going to do a random drawing of a racetrack from the directory. We're going to focus on that track, talk a little bit about the sort of racing that goes on there, and try to get a representative from the Speedway on the program to talk a little bit more about the track, maybe talk to the track champion or one of the participants in the weekly racing there. Because as everyone here is listening knows, the main way of getting into the international ranks of modern motorsports is to start out at a small facility. Some people start out with go-karts, as our first guest, Jason Alder, was the former WKA champion. So he's very familiar with that. There are other people who start out in other different ways all over the world. So it'll be pretty cool to talk to him. We're also talking to one of the racers who ran Ephrata last night, the Aspen Dental Eldora Dirt Derby, as they're calling it this year, because they don't call it the Mud Summer Classic anymore, because they had some issues with Major League Baseball that reflected a change, required a change in the naming. So it is kind of an off week. What is generally one of the busiest times of the year for auto racing took place yesterday at Eldora. That is one of the highlights of the NASCAR season. They do have other racing going on this week. This weekend, the NASCAR travels to Indianapolis this weekend for the Crown Royal presents the Combat Wounded Coalition 400 at the Brickyard. That is the Sprint Cup race. that Jeff Gordon will actually be competing in, because Dale Earnhardt Jr. is currently battling concussion-like symptoms. So that'll be quite the event there, with Jeff Gordon coming back out of retirement for at least the next 2 weeks. I don't really foresee him going back any further than that, although Dale Earnhardt Jr. might be an extended off from the track. I'm pretty sure they'll bring in Alex Bowman or somebody else after the next two events. On Saturday, the Lilly Diabetes 250 takes place in the NASCAR Xfinity Series at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. That will be taking place Saturday afternoon at 3:30 in the afternoon. So that should be a pretty good race as well. Personally, I think that it's a kind of a raw deal that the Xfinity Series left the O'Reilly Raceway Park, formerly known as Indy Raceway Park, there in just outside of Indianapolis. But it's kind of interesting to have all the racing there taking place at the historic Indianapolis Motor Speedway. There are other events, of course, taking place at the O'Reilly Raceway Park there in Indianapolis. And you can go to their website and check that out. Should be a pretty interesting weekend there at Indianapolis. As I say, at the moon, the main attraction will, of course, be Jeff Gordon, who's going to be coming out of retirement. He's done fairly well at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in the past, and I'm pretty sure that the reason they're bringing him back is because it is a major event. Sponsors are a big deal in NASCAR, as everyone knows, as of course they are in all other forms of motorsports now. And I think the fact that they're having the Exalta colors back on the car this weekend played a major role in having Jeff Gordon back behind the wheel of the race car. As we are going to be talking about the racing in Eldora, let's go ahead and play a song from Ron Pastana and the Pit Crew entitled Dirt Track Racing.
Yeah. Hi, this is John Hunter Nemechek from Nemco Motorsports, and you're listening to Thursday Night Thunder on the Speedway Digest Radio Network.
Once again, this is Adam Sinclair, and you're listening to the Speedway Digest Radio Network on Thursday Night Thunder. We'd now like to welcome our first guest to the program, Mr. Jason Alder. Jason, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Been a little while since you've been on the show. How's your season been going so far?
It's been going pretty well. We've gotten 2 wins and a few seconds, and it's been going pretty good. We haven't gotten in any major accidents, and racing's been clean. So the season so far has been pretty good.
What was it like to race in Charlotte?
Charlotte was wonderful. I mean, it was such a big track, and when you're there and you're looking at the grandstands and the pit boxes and everything big, it's as if you're racing in NASCAR, and the competition was tough and aggressive, and if you won, it was a well-run race, and it was just so much fun. It was a blast.
How does racing in the Bandolero compare to the go-kart you've been in for the past few years?
The Bandolero is pretty much like a go-kart, except that looks like a car. The rear end is all hooked up the same way, where it's just an engine connected to a solid rear axle, and there's not many gears, like there's no shifting, it's not an automatic, it's very much like the go-kart, except it's much harder to tell and control it, but once you've practiced and you've gotten to the point where you can tell what the car is doing, then you can definitely drive it well. I mean, the go-kart was very, very easy to tell where it would go, and the Bando is a little bit harder, so once you figure that out, you're pretty good. So I like the Bandolero a lot. It's a lot of fun.
How many events are you planning on participating in this year?
I believe it's around 25. We're visiting many different tracks, but the main track we're going to is Shenandoah. We also raced at Charlotte for the winter heat and the summer shootout. We're going to go to Bowman Gray for that race, and that's going to be a really fun race. But the schedule this year is definitely a little bit smaller, and we're hoping that we can make it a little bit larger.
Has balancing school and racing gotten easier over the past few years?
It's gotten a little bit easier. It's still a little bit difficult, but now that I'm in eighth grade, it's going to get a little bit harder for balancing because there's more work and the work is harder. So I think I'm going to have to focus much more in school as I did last year. So I'm going to try a little bit harder and see what racing does, and hopefully I can stay on track and keep it up.
Who's your racing role model?
My racing role model would be Jeff Gordon. I love the way he drives and the techniques that he does and the way he acts on and off the racetrack. He's a great driver, and he still is. And the fact that he retired is a little bit sad, but it's going to be really nice to see him race in Junior's car this upcoming race.
Yeah, do you think that this will be that he'll get the racing bug back and he'll be in a few other races, not necessarily NASCAR, but other races as well this season?
I'd like to hope so. I'd be a lot of fun, and just watching him, knowing that he's not necessarily racing in the points championship, it'd just be a blast watching him.
Last night was one of the biggest races of the NASCAR season when the truck series made their return to Eldora Speedway. Did you watch any of that, and do you plan on doing any dirt racing in the future?
I would love to hit a dirt track once or twice. I've never done it, but, I mean, I would definitely really love to. It just looks like a lot of fun just when you're in the corners getting the car totally sideways. It just sounds like so much fun. It sounds challenging. I definitely think it'd make me a better driver to drive on dirt.
And what's the next big event that you're scheduled to be in?
The next big event is rounds 9 and 10 of the Bojangles Summer Shootout. That's going to be a lot of fun. Drivers will be pretty aggressive, and it's going to be it's the season finale. That's rounds 9 and 10. It's the last two. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully there's a lot of watchers. So that's going to be quite a fun race.
Well, we'd like to thank you very much for coming on the program again this evening and wish you lots of luck at the Summer Shootout as well as the other racing you're doing this year.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Once again, that was Jason Alder, who was kind enough to come on the program tonight with a little bit of short notice. Hopefully you'll be seeing him in bigger and better things in the future. If you're in the Charlotte area and you don't have much to do next month, be sure to check out rounds 9 and 10 of the Summer Shootout at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. They used to have that on the Speed Channel a few years back, and that was a pretty awesome race, so be sure to go check that out. While we're standing by for a few more minutes, let's go ahead and hit another one of the songs from Ron Pestana and the Pit Crew.
We were the fence kids. Hi, this is Jason Vines, author of What Did Jesus Drive? And you're listening to Thursday Night Thunder on the Speedway Digest Radio Network.
Once again, that was Ron Pastana and the Pit Crew with Fence Kids. Now we're pleased to welcome Jake Griffin to the program, who finished fourth last night in the Eldora Dirt Derby. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much for coming on. Tell us a little bit how the track was last night. It seemed like it was a little slick from what they said on the broadcast. How do you think it was compared to the other dirt races you've done so far this season?
You know, that was actually the first dirt race that I've ran all season. The last dirt race I would have ran before that would have been the midget race at DeCoin. But, you know, the track went through a lot of changes this week, a lot of changes that we haven't seen it go through in the past. On Tuesday night, it was really slick, like we have seen it in recent years. It was slick from top to bottom and really dusty. So not the best track conditions on Tuesday, but, you know, Tony Stewart, and he stayed up into the early hours of Wednesday morning and really worked the track in and really gave us a good track for Wednesday. I mean, for qualifying, it was pretty muddy early on and about the sweet spot in about the 25th area about to go out for qualifying is when the mud started to completely come off the racetrack and it started to actually be some traction to be found out there. So, once that happened, you know, it was a really good racetrack, and it was a faster racetrack than we have ever seen for this race. So I was really happy with the track conditions. It was a multi-lane racetrack like we haven't seen it in the past there, and you saw a lot of moves going on all the way from the top to all the way to the bottom.
I'd also like to congratulate you on the fact that you signed a two-race deal for Red Horse Racing. You've got the one race yesterday in Eldora. You're also going to do the race at the end of the season in Homestead. Do you think with the very good finish you had last night, that might lead to other events this season as well?
Yeah. For Bristol and Homestead, we're actually signed with MB Motorsports. That was our one-race deal for Red Horse, and really blessed to have the opportunity. We got a phone call about Wednesday at 4:30 from Tom DeLoach, owner of Red Horse Racing. And he offered me the opportunity to drive for him at Eldora, and that was a hard opportunity to pass up. So we took that, and I think we capitalized on it. It definitely didn't hurt anything by finishing fourth. If anything, it just helped us a little bit more. I'm not for sure if there's going to be anything in the future to lead with them, but I definitely hope so. It was an awesome organization to work for, and definitely a great opportunity for me.
It seemed like there were quite a few different racers in there. Some of them they were called sort of the dirt ringers that they had. Do you think any of those guys will end up in the series in the future? I think that seems to be a pretty good way of testing out the truck drivers for future opportunities.
Yeah, you know, you'll see a lot of the guys that are making their debuts and they're making maybe their third or fourth start series that have a lot of dirt experience in recent years, and you could call them the dirt ringers. You know, there's a few that definitely have the capability with more time and more laps out there. I could definitely see a couple of them winding up in the truck series full time, or even a bigger schedule besides just the dirt race. You know, Bobby Pierce, I think he's ran four or five races for Midler Brothers this year. He's definitely one that I think is capable of it. With a little more lap time and a little more experience on the asphalt, he'll definitely be one to watch.
I know that Sheldon Creed, who's the reigning champion for the Stadium Super Trucks, had a pretty good night last night as well. Do you have any interest in running in the Stadium Super Trucks in the future? Have you ever thought about that?
I would love to get into something like that. Right now, that's not really our main goal. Our main focus is NASCAR right now and working up the ranks in that. You know, if I do make it into the top level one day, that'd be something that I'd like to give a try, just for just for fun, just for hobby, like you see, like some of the guys that go back into sprint cars, like Stewart and all that. I'd like to go give some like a try for sure.
How many other races do you have set up so far for the rest of the year?
I'm running the two dirt races for Venturini at Springfield and DuQuoin, and then, like I said earlier, we have Bristol and Homestead scheduled for MB Motorsports.
Mm-hmm. And what track are you most looking forward to?
You know, I'm really, really looking forward to both the dirt tracks for Venturini. I definitely think that's an awesome opportunity to be with another really stout team and go and show what I can do on the dirt tracks as well as with MB Motorsports on the asphalt later on in the year at Homestead and Bristol.
Well, we'd like to thank you very much for coming on the program tonight, especially on rather short notice, and wish you lots of luck in the future. Hopefully we hear you on the top of the NASCAR ladder the next couple of years.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much. Once again, that was Jake Griffin, who is an up-and-coming NASCAR driver. You can also find him in ARCA. And pretty much anything with four wheels, you can find him behind the wheel of that. Check out his Twitter page. Jake Griffin, just look that up. I actually tweeted about that earlier this evening, so be sure to check that out. And also look him up, Jake Griffin Racing, on Facebook, and follow his career that way. Be sure to check out past episodes of Thursday Night Thunder, as well as other shows on the Speedway Digest Radio Network at SpeedwayDigestRadioNetwork.com. You can also check out the show on Facebook by searching for Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder in the search bar. I also invite you to read the articles covering all aspects of motorsports at SpeedwayDigest.com. I've had some pretty good pieces come out this week. We've done a little bit of review of the IndyCar event in Toronto. So be sure to check that out. I know that the Hinchcliffe did really well there, and we'd like to thank him for coming on the show a few weeks ago as well. Hopefully we'll have James Hinchcliffe back on the program in the future. In addition, if you're a fan of South Florida, and who isn't, be sure to check out the latest news and information about our slice of paradise at Palm Beach Happening, which can be found by visiting palmbeach.happeningmag.com. Also follow us on Twitter, at PBHappening, on the website, Instagram, and more, and find out what's happening in the Palm Beaches. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Favorplums, Favorplumbs, and that's where I'm reposting a lot of the stuff for Speedway Digest, as well as some travel news and that sort of stuff, so be sure to check that out. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you again on this next week in the Thunderdome, when we'll be delving into the wonderful world of modern motorsports with guests representing the top series in the nation and beyond. Have a nice evening, and thanks again.